Well, greetings everyone and welcome to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally and internationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 120 countries worldwide daily over the Internet. Now, for more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Now, the Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events. So stay tuned for tonight's special report on aspartame poisoning when we come back. You know, Charles Lyell, one of the pillars of modern geology, published his Principles of Geology back in the early 1800s, and Lyell's concepts are so widely accepted today that most of the people that believe them don't even know who it is that originated these ideas. But it's from Lyell's system of reasoning that a doctrine of origins was devised by simply projecting all of the natural processes that we observe today back through time indefinitely. And in that way, uniformitarianism has replaced catastrophe. Catastrophes like the flood have now been strictly ruled out. Now, this process we call science. Well, listen to this. A physicist, Thomas Barnes, points out that the Earth's magnetic field has been decaying regularly since it was first measured back in 1835. Now, if the half-life of the Earth's magnetic field is truly what Dr. Barnes has shown from careful measurements and conclusion, is that the Earth's magnetic field would have been equal to that of a magnetic star as little as 10,000 years ago. And according to Dr. Barnes, to be consistent with uniformitarianism and to be consistent with the laws of physics, and assuming the magnetic field has continually been weakening, we can only conclude that life on planet Earth would not have been possible more than 10,000 years ago. Now, what have our teachers been telling us about the extinction of the dinosaurs? Didn't they tell us that was 65 million years ago? The Earth's magnetic field tells us a story, and you don't have to be a rocket science or a rocket scientist to do the math on these kinds of pseudo-scientific lies. And that's just one more of the many examples of evolutionary propaganda that masquerades as science. And this is one of the many lessons in the Mosaic Law School conducted twice a year here at the law school in Isabella, Missouri. Now, if you'd like to learn more, why don't you call and order our free general law CD package. That's the place to start. It doesn't cost you anything. It's free. It's a four-hour commentary on the law in general, and it's educational, it's informative, it's entertaining. Best of all, it's free, and you can call and order one right now. The number to call, 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, our Mosaic Law School is also available on compact disc for adult home study. And if you're online, you can go to our website, georgegordon.org, and click on to our archives page, and you can download that free general law CD package direct. And if you don't find it on georgegordon.org, go to georgegordon.com, georgegordon.com, and you can download that free general law CD package. All right, we're talking about aspartame. We're talking about the poisoning of the people of America through aspartame. Aspartame, that's called Equal. It's a sugar substitute. Every time you go into the restaurant, you look on your table and you'll see a little bowl. And in the bowl, there'll be sugar on one side and there will be artificial sweeteners on the other. These artificial sweeteners are killers. Now, they're put out there for you to consume, put in your coffee, put in your tea, sprinkle on your food. It's even worse than that. These artificial sweeteners are in the very food that you're eating. So if you're alerted to aspartame, in other words, if you know about aspartame and you diligently work hard to avoid it, when you go to a restaurant, you can rest assured that you are consuming aspartame. No doubt about it. And that's because aspartame is contained in more than 5,000 packaged foods here in the United States. And if you're buying food, you know, suppose you're in Germany or England or Brazil or Bolivia or someplace else, and you're buying food manufactured here in the United States, then you're getting your share of aspartame as well. You know, a supermarket, they tell us, has about 8,000 products in it. You go into a Walmart store, you walk into a big supermarket, they tell you they've got about 8, maybe 10,000 products in there. Well, 5,000 of those products in that store, 5,000 food products here in the United States, have this aspartame in it. It's so pervasive, it's like fluoride in the water supply. So we Americans are being poisoned on two fronts. First of all, our water supply is poisoned with chlorine and fluoride. And then our food is poisoned with aspartame. That's not the only threats to our lives, but that's two very prominent threats to our lives, whether we like it or not. Now, a question arises quite often. People say, well, okay, we hear your story and you're beating your gums about aspartame, but what do we do about it? Okay, now pay attention here. Get your pencil out and sharpen it on both ends now. There's a publication here called Shirley'sWellnessCafe.com. So write that one down. It's www.Shirley'sWellnessCafe.com. There's a 31-page report. And I'm going to hit this report and give you some of the highlights off of the report on here's what you do to detoxify your body from the artificial sweeteners that you've been consuming in the past. Now, the other day I went through a list and I gave you the 92 symptoms that you may be suffering. So in this series of programs, there's number one or two, I forget which, but you go back here in the archives and take a look. And if you're suffering from some of those symptoms, it's probably not multiple sclerosis that you have. It's probably aspartame poisoning. Now, some people don't react to it. In the Bible, God gave us a promise. He said, I'm going to give you 70 years. I'm going to give you a lifespan. And your lifespan is 70. I know you've probably heard that man's lifespan is 140 years. I've been listening to these guys. I don't know of anybody that's lasted for 140 years, and neither do you. And although George Burns and Bob Hope both lived to be 100, and they were in good health, as far as I know, until the time they died, you know, when somebody lives to be 100 years old, that's pretty spectacular. It's pretty unusual. Now, living to be 70 years old here in the United States isn't unusual. The average lifespan is now up to 78 years. And God put a little kicker in there. He said, and 80 if you're strong. So if you've got an immune system that works, and if you're strong, you can live to be 80. So the average is 78, and it certainly isn't unreasonable for you to live to be in your 80s. But a lot of people die young. A lot of people die at 35, 40, 45, 50, 55. And those people aren't weak, per se. They weren't born weak. But over the course of their lives, they have lived hard, and I guess they intended to die young and leave beautiful memories. That's what we used to say when I was a kid. Live hard, die young, and leave beautiful memories. Now, when you get a little older, pretty soon you wake up to the fact that I'm not really so sure that I'm ready to die. Now, I'm getting old now, but I'm not ready to die. And I've observed that all my life. I've never met anybody that was ready to die. Now, a lot of people commit suicide, but I haven't run across any of them personally. Everybody wants to live. And when people get to be old, like we are, and they get sick, they rush off to the doctor. Now, you'd think if these people were real Christians and ready to go to heaven, they'd say, oh, no, doc, just leave me alone. I want to die so that I can go to heaven and be with Jesus. I haven't found any of those people either. They all run off to the doctor. Doc, do something. Give me a pill. Give me something here. Save my life. I've got pancreatic cancer. Cut it out. So they want to be operated on. They want to live. And then we have this final resting place here in the United States. It's called hospice. It's when you're incurable, there's nothing more we can do to you. We send you off to this hospice place here so they can watch and feed you with pain-killing drugs until you finally die, and then they put you in a hole in the ground, and that's the end of it. Well, anyway, what do you do if you want to live and you've been poisoned? And the people that are poisoning you over here don't have a cure for you. At least they're not advertising it if they do. But Shirley's Wellness Cafe put an article together. It's a 31-page report here on here's what to do if you've been poisoned by aspartame. And so there's quite a few books and articles and sources of information out there that can help you. And furthermore, many of the people that have these 92 symptoms, there are a lot of books in here about, let's suppose you got lupus. Lupus. That's an odd disease. That's where your immune system attacks your body. It's your immune system that's your enemy. Your body is attacking your body. I haven't known anybody that, well, Butch Paw's wife, I guess, has it. I was talking to him one day, and he said his wife had lupus. But I've never met her, and I've never met anybody that had lupus. But if you've got lupus, you know, it could well be that lupus isn't your problem. It could be that aspartame's your problem. Now, we talked about that in a program or two before this one. That maybe we need to identify that problem first. It's the cause. Nobody dies, you know, of aspartame disease. Your death certificate is not going to list you as a casualty of aspartame. It's going to list you as a casualty of lupus or muscular dystrophy or multiple sclerosis or one of those symptoms. Now, if that's the case, we got to get a little smarter than the average Joe Sixpack out here, and let's see if we can figure out what do we do if we've been poisoned by aspartame. What is it that we can do, that you and me, Joe Sixpack and Sally Housewife, to cure our own disease? Well, the first thing is pretty obvious, isn't it? You got to get off the poison. I know, you're an alcoholic and you can't quit drinking. Now, if you're going to cure alcoholism, the first step in the game over here is to quit drinking. And that's what your problem is. I can't quit drinking. Hell, if I could quit drinking, I wouldn't be an alcoholic. And you got a problem with this aspartame because it evidently is addictive. It's like nicotine and alcohol. So you develop an addiction to this stuff, and now you don't want to get off of it. That's what we're seeing here in these reports. So you started on the aspartame. As nasty as that crap tastes. Now, I told you the other day how bad it tastes, and you probably could write a book on how bad aspartame is, but evidently it must taste better and better as you drink more and more of it, kind of like my old buddy there, the Scotch drinker, you know. Evidently that Scotch whiskey must taste better and better as you drink more and more of it. But I haven't drank enough of it to get past the taste, so I can't drink it. All right, now that you're hooked on aspartame, it's up to you then to get unhooked. That's your choice in life. And I smoke cigarettes, you know, I smoked cigarettes. And I didn't chew tobacco, but I smoked cigars for 9 years. And I can tell you from personal experience that when you quit smoking, that's a traumatic experience in life. And they tell me that nicotine's tougher to get rid of than heroin. So I got off of cigarettes, and I did it cold turkey, and it took me about 3 or 4 days, and it was a living hell for 3 or 4 days, and God, I wanted to smoke in the worst way, but for some reason I wanted to quit smoking worser than I wanted to smoke, and so I toughed it out. Now, if you can tough it out for 3 or 4 days, you can probably get beyond it. If you can't, well, then it's your problem in life. But if you're on aspartame, you're probably addicted. So the first thing you need to understand is you probably got an addiction just like alcohol and tobacco. And it's killing you. The alcohol and tobacco is killing you. And the aspartame is killing you. Now you've been sucked in, so now it's up to you to get off the hook. Now remember, I just gave you the number here. It was www.shirleys-wellness-cafe.com. 31-page report that you're looking for here. All right, now, let's turn over the page here, a couple of pages. And let's get into it. Sweet Poison is the name of a book. Sweet Poison. And this report has probably 20 or 30 books in here. And the books are not just on aspartame or the fact that it's poison. It's in some cases, it's I had lupus, and it wasn't lupus, it was aspartame poisoning. And I got off aspartame and cured my lupus. All right, so that's one story. Now there's 30 more stories in here, maybe 60. I don't know. I didn't count them all up here, but I'm going to run through and give you a couple, three examples as to how valuable this is. Sweet Poison's one. Sweet Poison, how the world's most popular artificial sweetener is killing us. It's My Story by Janet Starr Hull. Millions of dieters using chemical sweeteners will be shocked by firefighter Janet Starr Hull's story. Diagnosed with a deadly case of Graves' disease after she collapsed on the job, Hull was told she would die. Searching for the cause of her illness, Hull discovered that the chemical sweetener aspartame found in NutraSweet was to blame. After a personal illness caused by an artificial sweetener, aspartame found in NutraSweet equal, Hull exposes the hidden truths behind the dangers of this popular sugar substitute. Don't pick up another diet drink until you have read her riveting story. Her book details how the FDA first determined that aspartame was unsafe for humans, then later reversed itself. She obtained documents revealing the chemicals that constitute aspartame and how those chemicals behave in the human body. Sweet Poison is a must-read for anyone consuming food or drinks containing aspartame. At the least, it will open your eyes to what you're putting in your body. It might even save your life. All right, so there's number one. First thing you need to do is to inform yourself as to what the hell the problem is. And there's one source. It's not the only one here in this report, but it's one of many. Now, that book may not tell you how to detoxify your body. So as we go through the list here, we find that there's a number of ways that you can detoxify. Now, there's another story in here, Deadly Deception, the story of aspartame, shocking expose of the world's most controversial sweetener by Mary Nash Stoddard. And it's entitled The Toxicology Sourcebook, 250 pages. It's a compilation of reprints of actual studies from peer-reviewed medical journals showing aspartame, artificial sweetener, capable of causing great harm, even death, to humans. It includes 10 pages of children's products containing aspartame and a whole chapter on children. Praised by top scientists and healthcare professionals all over the world as a valuable resource, the section on flying and aspartame includes the U.S. Air Force warning to pilots. I thought that was kind of interesting. Airline pilots are warned not to drink diet sodas, especially when they're on duty. Pilots have blacked out in the cockpit. Now, how would you like to be flying on your 747 vacation to Honolulu and your pilot blacks out? He's been poisoned up there in the cockpit. That's why we have a co-pilot up there and a flight engineer. Both of them can fly the airplane. That's when the pilot conks out from his Diet Coke, you can have somebody else take over and fly you the rest of the way to Honolulu. All right, well now, if the U.S. Air Force knows that, and if Pan American and American Airlines and United Airlines know that, how come you don't? See, we're marketers over here in the United States, and we're marketing a product over here. And the people that are marketing the product aren't going to take that product off the market if they're making money at it, just because it kills a few people and because it has a few side effects. So, Amazing Secrets of Illegal, this is the toxicology source book now that we're talking about. Amazing Secrets of Illegal Industry Dealings with Government Agencies are revealed. Never before told stories of deaths and cover-ups, media blackouts and more. Brain tumors, pancreatic tumors, breast tumors, uterine tumors, all linked to aspartame ingestion. You'll want to get one for yourself and then one to give someone that you love. No parent should be without this valuable resource. There are adverse reaction questionnaire forms to fill out and a consumer action agenda that you won't want to miss. And the information in this book could save your life. So there's the second book. Now this report, remember, is shirleyswellnesscafe.com. And what you're after here is the report. This report will steer you on to 30, 40, 50 different books and sources of information concerning aspartame, assuming that you're interested at this point in time. If not, turn this program off and go get something more intelligent. Now, if you're interested in learning about aspartame and what you can do about it, because all of us have been poisoned by aspartame, some to a greater degree than others. And it's an ongoing poisoning problem. Now, I was over at Ryan's the other day and I had dinner. And I know that in the dinner, though, I consumed some poison. I drank 2 glasses of water. Where do you think Ryan's got their water? They got it right out of the public water supply. That means that I consumed chlorine and fluoride. Then the food that they've got out there. The food that they've got out there has additives in it. And the additives that are in there, one of them is aspartame. How do I know that? 5,000 foods have aspartame in them. Did you think that the people that run the Ryan's Cafe are health food nuts and they're guarding the public health against aspartame, fluoride, and chlorine? I mean, hell, those guys are licensed, bonded, and insured, for crying out loud. They're going to sell you whatever the government wants to give you. Now, if you're like I am and you like to live a normal lifestyle, you know, sometimes people call me and say, do you have electricity and indoor plumbing? They must think that I'm a barbarian. I'm living out here in the sticks someplace. Yeah, we have electricity here in my house. And we have indoor plumbing. I want to tell you, though, that I've also got an outhouse. If my water goes off, my toilet doesn't work, but I can still go. You know, I got an outhouse out here in the backyard. Most people, they come here and they look at that and they gasp. And they say, my God, this guy's a barbarian. I want to point out to them and you that mankind has been going potty for 5,000 years. And it's only been in the last 100 years that you had an indoor plumbing. Yeah, in the last 100 years. So now that you think that all barbarians, you know, we've been barbarians then for 4,900 years, haven't we? We've been barbarians a whole hell of a lot longer than we've been civilized. And I would contend that when the power grid goes down and your water goes off, that you're going to need a place to go potty. And one of the first things I tell my subsistence and survival class, what's your number one problem in a nuclear bomb war? And they'll look at you and say, well, I guess it's radiation. No, it's... No. Yeah, well, that's true. Number one problem in nuclear war is radiation. What happens next? Well, I guess we'll be out of water and we'll be starving to death. No, the first thing you've got to do is solve your waste problem. First problem you're going to have is waste disposal. And you're living on the 37th floor of a high-rise building and there's no water and there's no power. What are you going to do with your feces, boys and girls? Huh? Where are you going to urinate? The toilet doesn't work. Well, you can do it there 3 or 4 times until it fills up. Then what are you going to do? See, so you've got some real problems that need to be solved. Now, one of the real problems is this poisoning. Poisoning. You're being poisoned all the time. So here I am in Ryan's, and I'm being poisoned by the food there, and I know that. So now I've got to have a solution for that. So there's a detoxification agent, and it's called activated charcoal. So write this down. Do not go to Walmart and buy a bag of Kingsford charcoal for your charcoal briquettes and start eating them. Don't do that. That's the wrong stuff. It's charcoal, but it's the wrong kind. Now write down the word activated charcoal. Activated charcoal or medical charcoal. And you can buy it in your drugstore. You can buy it. Now let me tell you a little story here about charcoal. There was a French chemist back in 1806, I believe it was, or 1804 maybe. And here he is, he's experimenting with charcoal. So he goes out and he says, listen, charcoal is really an amazing product. Charcoal, just common charcoal. He said, this stuff will absorb poison. You know, and everybody's listening to him. Yeah, yeah, okay. Jules, go ahead and tell us. Then he said, let me demonstrate it. So he took 3 grams of arsenic, and he ingested it. And then he followed that with massive doses of charcoal. Now, the report that I read, massive doses. See, I don't know how much charcoal the guy took. I can't tell you. But it was massive, whatever it was. It doesn't take a hell of a lot. It just takes a little bit. And that's because charcoal will absorb 60,000 times its own weight in toxic waste or toxic material. It's a natural detoxification agent. So here's the creator of the universe, God, and he has designed into his invention here a detoxifying agent. It's called activated charcoal. You can make it in your backyard. I mean, if you knew how, you could. It isn't that exotic, you know. It doesn't have to come from Dow Chemical or from DuPont. It's actually makeable right here. You can do it. But it's a whole lot easier to just buy it. And I like to buy it. I buy it in cans, you know, just cans of it, 1 pound cans. But you can buy it in capsule form. That's the way I like it. Because then I can just, you know, pour a glass of milk when I get home and take 2 or 3 charcoal tablets and drink them down. And by doing that, I can absorb the toxins that I have eaten at Ryan's on the food barn. And then they're eliminated naturally in your stool, and then that's the end of it, and you can clean your body out. In fact, charcoal, if you take it over a period of time, it will actually clear out the toxins in your liver, kidneys, spleen, and as your body fat gives off toxins, that is, if you reduce and you lose weight, the toxins that are being stored in your fat will be released into your bloodstream, and they'll be filtered out in your liver, and the charcoal will filter it out of your liver. Now, how do you like that for a plan? All right, it's called activated charcoal. You can buy it right there in your local drugstore. It isn't even against the law, at least not yet, here in the United States. I mean, you can't buy bloodroot here, but you can buy activated charcoal. And it's a detoxifying agent. Now, my little granddaughter ate some rat poison one time, and we gave her charcoal. We didn't call poison control. We didn't take her to the hospital. I know. We gave her activated charcoal, and she didn't have any adverse effects at all. Now, one of these days, you're going to be on your own, and you're going to suffer from poisoning. Maybe it's radiation poisoning. And you need a way to detoxify, and you need a way to detoxify now, and you don't have a doctor, and you don't have a hospital, and you don't have the ER. So you want to remember in your emergency stores that you should have some activated charcoal. I probably have, my recommendation would be 10 pounds. 10 one-pound cans of activated charcoal. You can just mix it with water and drink it down, but it's kind of gritty. I don't like that at all. You can do it that way, but I don't like it. I think in the capsule form is the better way to go. All right, now you learned a little something there that you didn't know before. Now, aspartame, is it safe? The truth about aspartame's toxicity is far different than what the NutraSweet company would have your readers believe. In February of 1994, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services released the listing of adverse reactions reported to the FDA. Now, this is the FDA's report. It comes from the Department of Health and Human Services of 1994. Now, if you can't believe your government, who can you believe? Huh? Aspartame accounted for more than 75% of all adverse reactions reported to the FDA's Adverse Reaction Monitoring System, called the ARMS system. Many reactions to aspartame were very serious, including seizures and death. Other reactions reported, including headaches, migraines, dizziness, joint pain, nausea, numbness, muscle spasms, weight gain, rashes, depression, fatigue, irritability, tachycardia, insomnia, vision loss, hearing loss, heart palpitations, breathing difficulties, anxiety attacks, slurred speech, loss of taste, tinnitus, vertigo, and memory loss. And remember, there's 92 of those, and that's just the tip of the iceberg right there. So the FDA is well aware of aspartame. You don't need to write a letter now to President Obama and explain to him what you just learned on the Law Hour and editorial review. He probably has forgotten more about it than you and I will ever know. And the Food and Drug Administration, hell, they're the guys that authorized this poison upon us. They know all about it. You're not telling anybody there anything they don't already know. And then if you're sitting there like a virgin in Hollywood wondering, well, why don't they do something? They are doing something. They're doing just exactly what they're paid to do. Leave the stuff alone and leave it out in the marketplace because it makes billions of dollars a year for the people that manufacture it. So the Food and Drug Administration, the Congress, and the President are all doing their job. It's to protect Monsanto and the producers of aspartame. That's what they're hired to do. That's what they're doing. Everything's working fine. What the hell's the matter with you? Now, if you'd like to know more about the toxicity effects of aspartame use, then you want the book Aspartame, Is It Safe? By H.J. Roberts, M.D. And then there's another story here or two I want to tell you, but let me give you a reminder here at the halfway point that you're listening to the Law Hour and Editorial Review, and we're sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States and around the world in more than 120 countries daily over the Internet and radio. If you'd like more information about the Law School and the Law Hour, please go to our webpage. That's georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. Now, the law school teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. That's 8 schools in all. The law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school that is open to individuals but by prearrangement. Now, the law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults and compact disc, and the Law Hour website is updated weekly. It has a radio log schedule and archives. All of that can be accessed through our website at georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. All of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience, and the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. The law school offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. Be sure to order yours by calling the law school and asking for it. The number to call is 417-273-4967. Now, once more, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, if you're online, you can go to our website, georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org, and then click on to the archives page. Archives. There are about, well, I don't know, 1,000 or 1,500 of these programs that are archived on the internet, and you get on that page, and then some way or another, I don't know how to tell you how to do this, but some way or another, that free general law CD package is on that page, and you can download it, and they tell me you can stream it. I think that means that you can just watch it right there on your computer screen, or you can download it, which means you can put it onto a CD and play it in your CD player. So you can listen to it on the way to work or something like that. So you can download it right off of our internet connection. Now, if you can't get it off of georgegordon.org, then you can go to our other website or site or whatever it is, georgegordon.com. We have both of them, georgegordon.org and georgegordon.com. And you can download that. It doesn't cost you anything. It's free of charge. All right. Let me give you the rest of the story here. The sources of information that we use on this program are true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief, and the Law Hour and Editorial Review gives credit to those authors and publications that we use on this program. We often endorse or recommend books, papers, periodicals, and newsletters to our listeners. Now, these endorsements, these recommendations that we're giving, don't mean that the authors or the publications that we're endorsing are necessarily going to reciprocate. You need to keep in mind that most of these authors and publications that we cite here on the Law Hour and Editorial Review, they may be hostile, political, religious, economic, sectarian, racial, or ethnic partisans whose viewpoint may not be totally endorsed by the Law Hour and Editorial Review either. And then finally, the opinions, these beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program, those are my opinions, views, beliefs, and comments. And they're mine alone. They don't necessarily represent now the views, the beliefs, or the opinions of the advertisers, sponsors, management, or staff of this radio network or of this local radio station. So if you're listening to us on a radio station and you say, this guy's a nut, well, don't blame the people that are broadcasting it. They're just doing it for money. You know, they're just broadcasting something that it's like playing a song that they don't even like. But if you'd like more information about the Law Hour and editorial review, then please go to our website. That's georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. Or you can call us direct at 417-273-4967. I get a lot of calls in here. The guy called the other day and he said, "Why, I called this guy that you recommended over here, and he told me you're the dirtiest, no good, low down," and then he went on to describe it, which we can't use some of those words over the air. You know, some of them, the FCC, they tell us they don't want us to use. And I told the guy, I said, well, you know, evidently they don't appreciate our program. They don't appreciate our viewpoints in life. And he said, boy, I'll say they don't. So just bear in mind that, you know, just because I recommend a book or a periodical or something like that, that doesn't mean that the guy that I'm recommending is going to say, hey, that guy George Gordon, he's the greatest thing since sliced white bread. He may be saying, hey, that guy's a lunatic and nut, and don't you listen to a word that he's got to say, and blah, blah, blah. And then people want to know, well, why do you recommend that guy? He doesn't have anything good to say about you. Well, just because somebody doesn't like me doesn't mean that he's stupid or dumb or doesn't have something intelligent to say or doesn't have something of value. No. So let's take what that guy's got that's of value, something that's intelligent, something that's informative, that does something for us, that's good for us, and then let's use it. And if he wants to badmouth me, that's his free exercise right. You know, not everybody agrees. You got to stop and think, you know, when I come on the air and I say, hey, you know, vaccinations are bad for you. And the guy that's listening, maybe he's a pediatrician. He makes his living shooting this snake venom and monkey pus into little kids. And he believes in it, and he loves it. And then he says, well, this guy Gordon's a lunatic. He's nuts. He doesn't believe in vaccinations. I'm not going to listen to that guy anymore. So, if you're not mad now, you will be. Just keep listening to the Law Hour and editorial review, and I will offend you, I guarantee it. There's just no two ways about it, because we cover a lot of material and a lot of subjects, and a lot of this you don't believe in, or a lot of it that you do believe in, and I'm going to lambaste it, and you're going to say, well, I didn't know that guy was that bad. See, when you agree with me, I'm a great guy, and then when you disagree with me, I'm a dirty lout. So I just wanted to tell you that as time progresses along, you're going to get real mad. But the information that we pass out here, you know, is what's important. Now, if you've got a bitch with me, then why don't you write me a letter and tell me you're wrong about that. That is not true. It's not accurate, and it's not correct. And let's review that and see. You may be right. We get letters like that once in a while. A guy sends me a letter, and he says, hey, you made a mistake here. Correct that. And we do. And we'll say, wow, we got snookered by that, and we made a mistake, and so we'll correct it. All right, let's take a look at toxicity effects of aspartame. The Information Center from Holistic Med Online. All right, Holistic Med Online. Detailed scientific and general documentation regarding the toxicity of NutraSweet, Equal, Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, and other aspartame-containing items. The web page includes real-life reports of acute and chronic toxicity due to long-term ingestion. Also included is extensive scientific and general information and resources. Learn about selection of adverse effects from short-term and/or long-term use. I'm going to go on and give you a bunch of information like the list of NutraSweet related books and organizations, short adverse reaction questionnaire, list of companies selling products with aspartame. You know, after being made aware of dangers, General Mills, Coca-Cola, Twin Labs, etc. Do you think General Mills, Coca-Cola, or Twin Labs is going to discontinue the use of their aspartame? the answer is hell no. No, they're not. And for very good reasons. Let's take General Mills, for example. You know, that's a multi-million dollar operation with hundreds of employees that come in every day and work their eight-hour shift working big machinery, and so they're making Cheerios, let's say. And so they've got forklifts running around with pallets full of aspartame. I mean, you got to get into some of these big operations and look at how your food's being manufactured. It's a big, complex operation. And it's fascinating to watch. Sometimes they've got catwalks, and you can walk around and watch your beer being made, like the Coors Company there in Golden, Colorado. I went in there one time to watch them make beer. God, it's fascinating. It's amazing. And they got forklifts running around here with pallet loads of this stuff. Now, it just happens this aspartame's a deadly poison, but hey, listen, I'm just putting in a little bit. They're not putting very much into that box of Cheerios. And so there's a guy over there, and he's unloading this aspartame. Hell, he's probably breathing more of this stuff than you're eating. I mean, think about the employees that are working here with this deadly stuff. And so he's dumping it into vats, and then these vats stir all this stuff up, and it makes up this paste, and then the paste goes through a machine and makes these little O's, and then these little O's go through a big oven, and it cooks them up, and then it comes out, and it's packaged on the other end. And now, you're the CEO of General Mills, and you've got hundreds of people and millions of dollars invested, and you've got this recipe that you're making these Cheerios. And you're selling $1 billion a year worth of Cheerios. And all of a sudden, some guy writes you a letter and says, by the way, one of the ingredients that you're sticking in your Cheerios is called aspartame, and it's a deadly toxic poison, and you should take it out. Well, the amount of aspartame that you're getting in that box of Cheerios is so minute, you know, that probably it wouldn't cause anybody any problem. But it's a cumulative poison, and as you keep eating those Cheerios and you keep pouring that NutraSweet into your coffee cup every morning, as it builds up over time, it develops these disease symptoms. See? And Cheerios is just one part of the problem. You're probably getting, you know, a whole lot more of it in your Coca-Cola and your soda pops and stuff. And so the bottom line is, the CEO looks at that and says, well, this guy's some kind of a crackpot. Because somebody else is going to write him a letter and say, you know, that red dye number 6 that you're putting in there is deadly. And they're not lying to you. That's true. If you'll look on a box of ingredients and you look at the sodium nitrite and sodium nitrate and sodium benzocol and the extenders and color protectors and food extenders and, you know, all of those are chemicals. And then they're all bad for you. Every last one. And one of them in there that's fit for human consumption. But in those small dosages, they don't cause any immediate symptoms. But over time, you know, you just keep doing this year after year. You know, every morning you go down to Winchell's Donut House and you're eating your donuts. And the donuts and the frosting, I'll have aspartame in them. And the coffee, you're probably opening up a little packet and you're sticking it in your coffee, you know, because you want to lose weight because you're a fat old man like me, you know. So, you know, and week after week and month after month and year after year, you're doing this. And then one day you come down with some kind of symptoms over here. You don't know what the hell's the matter with you. You go to the doctor. He can't figure it out. And then this thing, you know, gets worse and worse. And one day, you know, you're off work and you can't work anymore and you're an invalid and you're shaking your head saying, I was so healthy and I was working so hard and doing so well and now look at me. I see that all the time. All right, so now let's come to grips with reality over here and let's see if we can't do something about that. And that's what the purpose of this program is. Let's take a look at the problem and let's see if we can solve it. Rest assured, General Motors and Coca-Cola aren't going to do anything to solve your problem. Ryan's isn't going to do anything to take that aspartame out of their products. They're going to put it on the table because the customers that come in there expect it. If the people at Ryan's took that artificial sweetener off the tables, their customers would say, where's the artificial sweetener? Say, well, we don't serve that anymore. It's poison. The hell, they'd lose half their customers. Half the people of America demand it now. They want it. So who in the hell are you and I to tell these people that they can't have their daily dose of poison? Let's concentrate on being intelligent and let you and I avoid the poison. Let's sit back on the sidelines and watch the guy over here with the symptoms crying in his beer because he's feeling real bad. I know sometimes people write me a letter and they get really angry with me and say, hey, how come you didn't tell me about that? And I said, because you didn't ask. I had a guy here one time with cancer and he said, how come you didn't tell me? And I said, didn't ask. I'm not out here on a soapbox standing up trying to rid the world of aspartame. I don't give a damn whether people suck that aspartame up or not. It's no skin off my back one way or the other. But it's a good story, isn't it? And it involves all of the elements of a good story. It's got crime. The only thing that I haven't been able to tie into aspartame is sex. I don't know whether we can use this aspartame down at Flo's Whorehouse or not, but we can sure as hell kill a lot of people with it, and we can have a lot of intrigue with the FDA, and we can have cover-ups, and we can have the news media as a part and parcel with it, and we can have all kinds of politicians on the take, and evil, wicked men behind the scenes profiting, you know, like Simon Legree and so on. It's got all the elements of a good story. Let me flip the page over here and let's take a look at another one here. Sweet Misery, A Poisoned World. Video chronicles medical horrors of aspartame. It's an industry case study of a food supply in crisis. After 7,000 miles and 25 hours of footage, Sweet Misery reveals one of the most pervasive, insidious forms of corporate negligence in the history of the Industrial Revolution. I'm going to underline the word corporate negligence. Wait a minute. There isn't anything negligent about this aspartame story. These people are doing this on purpose. And my report to you, if you were to go to the CEO of Monsanto, or if you went to Donald Rumsfeld, the guy that got this stuff passed, I would bet that those two guys have forgotten more about the evils of aspartame than George Gordon is ever going to know in his lifetime. That's not negligence. That's premeditated forethought. These guys know exactly what they're doing, and they're doing it to you. And they're doing it for money. They've probably got some other things on the agenda, too, that fit in with the New World Order, like population control. But, you know, primarily this is a big-ticket item. It's like drugs. I pointed this out to you with a report to you a couple of weeks ago here. We're talking about drugs and the profitability in them. There's a drug in there that's got 562,000% markup in it. Oh, my God. I mean, listen, as a businessman, you know, we don't even dream of profit margins like that. No, if I had a profit margin of 100%, I'm dancing in the aisles. I'm jumping up and down, ordering a new Dodge Dually from my Dodge dealer. That's with 100% markup. If I had 300% markup, I'd be in the jewelry category, like Zales, you know, and I'd be smoking dope and splitting lines of coke and just be ecstatic and taking vacations if I was making 300% profit. There isn't any. I've never talked to a businessman that ever dreamed of having 1,000% profit or markup in a product. I don't think that there's a pharmaceutical company in the world that if you walked in their doors and you said, I've got the world's greatest drug, it cures cancer and makes 1,000% markup, they'd throw you out on your ear. They wouldn't talk to you if you had a product that made a lousy 1,000% profit. The lowest profit that I saw in any of the reports that I gave to you people it was 4,000%, wasn't it? 4,300%. Biggest one was 562,000%, but the lowest one was 4,300%. Now, that's the kind of profit they're making off of this NutraSweet. You know, hell, they're not going to take that out of their product line. And they're not going to alter millions of dollars and thousands of employees because they want to take, you know, this poison out of your diet, for crying out loud. That's not going to happen. So if you want to do something about it, you're going to have to do it yourself. Now, here's a videotape. It's on, I don't know what page. Page 6 of a 31-page report. Write this down. You want this report. That's number one. And then you can take a look at it. See if I'm lying to you or not. www.shirleys, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y-S, hyphen, wellness, hyphen, cafe, .com, / Nutrasweet, .htm. I think you can find it if you can get to Shirley's Wellness Cafe, and you're looking for a Nutrasweet equal spoonful. Okay, well, there's a video. All right, that's one more. Now, here's another book called Detoxification and Healing. Detoxifying from Aspartame Poison. Now, this is pretty important. Write this down. It's a book called Detoxification and Healing. Detoxification is a normal body process of eliminating or neutralizing toxins through your colon, liver, kidneys, lungs, lymph system, and skin. Naturopaths who hold that illness can be healed by the natural processes of your body are the most vigorous supporters of detoxification, since they believe that the primary cause of disease is the accumulation of uneliminated wastes. When the body's natural cleansing systems are no longer up to the task, proponents of detoxification say everyone should detoxify at some point. Now, when I mention that, sometimes people, they kind of turn their nose up and look at me and say, boy, are you stupid and are you uninformed? I was talking about colon cleansing, and so I'm going to put a program on here. I'm going to explain to you about poop. Poop. I can say poop. And I was talking to a group of people here in our subsistence and survival class, and in the class I said that your number one problem is waste elimination. You have to be able to dispose of your body wastes. Now, people like to talk about camouflage suits and AK-47s and food storage. I mean, those are the glitzy part of subsistence and survival. See? It's the Rambo approach. I call it the Rambo approach. See? And we're going to be out here in a firefight, you know, with all of these bad guys and wearing black, you know. The reality of subsistence and survival is, do you have enough to eat? Do you have a place to go to the bathroom? And do you have a place to come in out of the rain? That's where reality's at. And so whether it's a nuclear bomb war, or it's a breakdown in the economy, or you're, you know, evicted from your house, or whatever happens, you know, life goes on. You don't, just because you got evicted from your house last week doesn't mean that you died. Now you're still alive, but now you got to come in out of the rain. So do you go under that bridge over there, or do you find an apartment someplace? Do you find a job, or what are you going to do next? So anyway, we're talking about a latrine. The first thing the Army does when they set up a camp is they set up a latrine. So that, you know, 5,000 soldiers all have one place to go to poop. And you have to be able to dispose of your waste products, you know, and that's not very glitzy, it's not very glamorous, and it's not very appetizing or appealing to people. And they kind of turn their nose up, and one guy, he said, it's irrelevant, it's not even important. And I said, well, if you don't think it's important, why don't you stick a potato up your ass, and then just hold it in, don't eliminate. Just eat, but don't eliminate. And all of a sudden, everybody in the class is starting to get the picture. You know, here's a picture, you know, of the guy with a potato stuck up his hind end, and he's not going to go to the bathroom. How long is that going to last? Huh? Come on. You know, boys and girls, we all have these natural bodily processes. You have to eat every day. You have to eliminate every day. You got tears, you know, that you have to have in your eyeballs in order to keep them lubricated. I mean, there's certain products, you know, in your body and your body's function here that have to work. If you're going to maintain life, they got to work. And we have an orderly system over here. That's why we have bathrooms and we have running water and, you know, and they're all great. But when they get shut off, like in the Kosovo War, remember over here in Bosnia back in the 90s, and this city is being shelled, you know, with artillery shells constantly. The electricity isn't working. The water isn't working. These people are hiding in basements over here. They're not taking a bath every day. They're not taking a shower every morning. These people maybe haven't had a bath or a shower in months. You still have to keep your body clean, don't you? How do you do that? And so, that's what we're talking about here. How do you clean your body out? Well, your eliminating system is one of the ways that you clean your body out. And the naturopath comes along and says, look, your liver is plugged up. You need to detoxify your liver. Your colon is plugged up. You're constipated. You got to take a physic. You got to get your body systems to working again. That's all we're talking about. Just reason, logic, and common sense here. All right, now, in this book here, Detoxification and Healing, the author says, you've got this poison in your body. How do you get it out of your liver, your kidneys, out of your fat, your spleen, and your other bodily organs? How do you physically get the stuff out of you that's causing you these symptoms, you know, like lupus or Graves' disease? There's a way to do that. And so this is a book here called Detoxification and Healing. Now, if you're one of these proponents, you know, of allopathic medicine, and you're going to go down to Rexall and get a pill that's going to solve your problem. Let me tell you what's going on here. You get a symptom, and it typically is accompanied by pain, and you go to the doctor, and he gives you a painkiller. I had an ankle one time, and it hurt me. I jumped off the back of a dump truck, and I thought I twisted my ankle. Actually, I had gout, and I'd been eating. We killed a cow, and we were eating a lot of meat, and so gout developed, and my wife said, "No, you got gout." So I went to the doctor. And after he took the x-rays, and he said, "Nope, your ankle isn't broken." And I looked at the pictures, and I said, "Oh, okay." And he said, "Here, let me write you a prescription." And I said, "Well, what's that for?" And he said, "It's a painkiller." The doctor didn't know what was wrong with me. My wife, you know, just a girl. My wife, she's just a girl. And she says, "Hey, dummy, you got gout." And I didn't believe her because, you know, she's just a girl, but I went to the doctor. Hell, he didn't know it was gout either. So he says, "Well, it isn't a broken ankle, and I don't know what's wrong with you, but I'm going to give you a pill here." I said, "Hell, doc, I don't need a bag of pills over here to mask the pain. I need to know what the hell the problem is, and then I need to get to the root cause of the problem and solve it." So I came back home without the prescription, told the wife, and she said, "Gout, gout." And so I had to go on a fast for a few days and stop eating protein. And I did, and about 4 or 5 days or a week later, the pain in my ankle went away. Mysteriously, miraculously, just went away. That's called a cure. Gout is cured by taking yourself off of protein. Stop eating meat. That's one of the first things we're going to do here. Stop ingesting aspartame. Stop taking this poison into your body. And then your body will eliminate that stuff little by little over time. The book, again, is called Detoxification and Healing. And we'll take this up with the ShirleysWellnessCafe.com next time on the Law Hour and Editorial Review. Now, I've got to give you a final reminder here. We're out of time. You're listening to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. We're sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, and we're heard around the world in more than 120 countries daily over the Internet and radio. If you'd like more information about the Law School and the Law Hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.org. The Law School is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school that is open to individuals, but by prearrangement. Now, the Law School conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc, and the Law Hour website is updated every week. It has our radio log schedule and archives, and all of that can be accessed through our website at georgegordon.org. That's georgegordon.org. And all of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience, and the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Our time's up. We've got to leave it right there. We'll see you back here tomorrow night, same time, same station, God willing, of course. So until then, thanks for listening, everybody, and good night, friends.